Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. A lot of things there that will help you, including the body of work that Rich Horwath has deposited with us over the last few years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. Rich is with us. He's one of our strategy experts. He's the author of Deep Dive. And we're talking about strategy and the importance of strategy, why... Rich, they've got to find some time. Small business owners must find the way to budget time to focus on where the company's going, get their head outside the four walls, get their head up out of the foxhole, look around, try to get up into some kind of an orbit, some altitude of an orbit at some level, so they can see what's over the next horizon. Otherwise, they're going to constantly be reacting and dealing with crisis management, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, Jim, I'm so tired of listening to business leaders say, well, I don't have time, you know, I've got to do a lot of things, and I'm really busy. Look, the reality is a person like Bill Gates, when he was running Microsoft, would take 2 weeks every 6 months, go to a cottage, no email, no voicemail, and he would spend 2 weeks out of every 6 months thinking about the business. Mm-hmm. And he was running, at the time, one of the biggest companies in the world. So, you know, when people say, well, we don't have the time to do it, I just don't buy that. You haven't instilled the discipline in yourself or your team to take that time out. Because if you don't take the time out, nobody's going to take it out for you. So, to your point earlier, we can either be reactive and bouncing around like a bumper car, or we can be that Formula One race car that says, look, here's our path, here's the time we're going to take to develop it, and look, it doesn't have to be 2 weeks like Bill Gates. I mean, you can take really 3 or 4 hours once a quarter.
It could be a Saturday morning.
Absolutely.
I mean, find a rainy Saturday morning and do it.
Yeah, and that's the key, is you've got to do it on a regular basis, and it doesn't have to be a big time crunch. You know, I think strategic planning, you talked about baggage earlier, going from mm-hmm. 1 year to the next. Strategic planning, the baggage is people have done it incorrectly, and so it becomes this monstrosity, and people are afraid to even get involved with it anymore, but it doesn't have to be that complex.
Right. So let's talk about that one sheeter you were talking about earlier. How do we get all this down on a sheet of paper?
Yeah, and you know, Jim, the first thing people do is they start with the goals. That is not right. Don't start with the goals. The first thing you have to do is take a snapshot of your current situation, and you have to understand what's going on in the market, what are the key things happening with my customers, what is the competition doing, and then internally, how are we looking? What are our strengths and weaknesses internally? If you look at those four areas, market, customers, competitors, and company, and take a snapshot of what are the key things happening there, that then gives you the basis to determine what your goals are going to be. Too often people start with their goals and they're completely unrealistic. They're either overly optimistic or way underly pessimistic.
Market, competitors, customers, and
company.
Okay.
You've got to start with that, take a snapshot, then you can develop the goals and list no more than 3 to 5 goals. The goals are going to change, they're going to evolve, but if you've got 15 or 20 goals, that's too many, you're not going to focus.
Right.
And then once you have those goals established, then it's a matter of thinking through, and I love what you write in your books, you know, go back to the customer. What's the unmet customer need that we can really establish ourselves in, and how do we provide new value in that area for them?
I'm glad you brought that up, Rich, because... I've said this 1,000 times. I'm going to say it 10,000 more times. Folks, if you want to find out the key to success in the marketplace, ask your customers. Find out what they want. Find out what they expect. Find out what they want that you're not doing. So many solutions can be found from the words and the desires of a customer. What do you think?
Jim, you couldn't have said it any better. I mean, that's at the end of the day, great strategy It's about beating the competition, but most importantly, it's about serving customers.
Right.
And to me, it's about what it, in 2012, you have to ask yourself as a business leader, what's the new value that we're going to bring to customers? If you can't answer that question, you're not prepared for 2012.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So so we write all these things down. Oh, I was going to ask you, how much do you blend into this strategy, this snapshot strategy development? How much do you blend in the SWOT technique, strengths, weaknesses, yeah, opportunities, and threats?
Yeah, the SWOT technique should come right after you take that snapshot of the market, customers, competitors, and company, because you can't do the SWOT before that because you don't understand enough of the situation.
You have to have a frame of reference for the SWOT.
Exactly. So once you've developed that frame of reference, that what I call contextual radar, the key things happening in those areas, then you can develop the SWOT analysis. And look, when you're developing the SWOT analysis, folks, you can't just list, 23 things in each, 23 strengths, 23 weaknesses. You've got to whittle it down to what are the key 3 to 5 strengths, 3 to 5 weaknesses, 3 to 5 opportunities, 3 to 5 threats.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't whittled it down and you haven't clarified that in your mind, then you're not going to be able to come up with a clear, concise plan.
But by going through those, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of each one of the 4 snapshots that you talked about, that shows you where you're strong and where you're weak, what you need to leverage and what you need to fix, right?
Exactly. And it forces you, Jim, most people just want to look at the opportunities and they say, well, we're opportunistic.
Right.
Look, if you haven't assessed your weaknesses and been honest with yourself and looked at the threats and say, ask yourself, what can really hurt us this year? If you're not preparing for those things, then you may be losing the customers that you're gaining just as quickly.
Well said. Rich Horwath, folks. He and I will be right back. This book is called Deep Dive. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.